Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Anyway, I just don't want to do any more work. I've worked for 64 years. And in July, I'll be 86. So, you know, let's face it, my time has come.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal on The Fan, and we're going to hit pause on yelling at each other on these Knicks and the way they've looked the last couple of days. But we're going to maybe do something that I think is probably more important on the bigger scale. That's the draft, at least specific to the Giants. We're getting some Jet stuff early as well. Sal, the Giants tomorrow night, I don't know how they're going to get there necessarily, what it's going to take. Probably going to be the Pats if they do make a trade. The Giants need to walk away tomorrow night with their quarterback of the future. They need to make it happen. They need to be proactive. It's year three for this regime. You got to get your guy in the building, training wheels off, and then I'll deal with Daniel Jones in a moment. I've got something for you. Tomorrow night, the Giants have to get a quarterback in round one.
And it very well could be the beginning of a new era and the end of the Daniel Jones era. I'm fine with that. I just don't want them to reach. And I'm starting to get the feeling here that the Giants are... Now, look, they know they need a quarterback, and they're going to be aggressive here, or it seems they're going to be aggressive in getting a quarterback as long as they get the guy that they want. Not one of the guys that they think could be a guy, the guy that they want. Meaning, if they do trade up for number three,
yep,
make sure it's for a specific player that you assume is going to be available. I know you never know, but if you trade up to three, you have a good idea. Caleb Williams is going to be the only one that's for sure gone. At number one, you'd have to have an idea who's going to be gone at number two at this point.
That's going to be Jaden Daniels.
Okay, so then you should know if you're the Giants, if you're trading up for three,
yep,
what you're going to get. As long as Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are definitive in what they want, knowing that they could get him with that number three pick, assuming they trade up, then I'd be okay with it. But do not reach just to get a quarterback, whether that's McCarthy, whoever it may be, Drake May. Unless you absolutely love him, don't take it.
See, I don't disagree with that. But I'm also baking that into anything that the Giants do will do with their target in mind, and they will be able to get him. So now I'm with you on that. Just to move up the draft board and hope that something's there. That's ridiculous. I mean, if Joe Shane would do that, Jen, the Giants have the wrong GM. He's too smart for that. The other thing too, and I think that this needs to be dispelled a little bit. I just don't think it's accurate anymore. We saw evidence with, obviously, Russell Wilson, much lesser extent in terms of being punitive with money and draft stuff, Zach Wilson. The thought that the Giants have to continue with Daniel Jones, I don't think it's accurate. I think that there's a way to incentivize teams. I don't know who that team would be. I don't know how the rest of the league really truly feels about Daniel Jones. But the New York Giants can invite somebody into the conversation and strike a deal where they eat X amount of the money, they drop a little draft equity, they obviously move on from Daniel Jones. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying to draft somebody and keep Daniel Jones around. No disrespect to Daniel Jones, but he's not the guy moving forward. He's just not. And I think Giant fans, most of you know that. So if you know that, why would you bring in a kid into a quarterback room where it's going to be incredibly uncomfortable, not only for him, but for Daniel Jones? I'm talking about a clean break. Trade Daniel Jones, and if you don't trade him tomorrow night, trade him the next day. If it's not the next day, trade him next week. I would trade Daniel Jones.
And you want the rookie to start?
No. You have a backup. Okay. You made a move for the kid from a lock.
Right.
So you
and you want him to start?
Well, I mean, you have a battle what happens.
Daniel Jones is the clear starter right now.
Well, he's not healthy right now, so he's not the clear starter.
Well, I mean, he's going to be by the time the football season.
I hope so.
I think. You're right. We don't know. But right now, on the depth chart, Daniel Jones is a starter. If they draft a rookie quarterback, you're draft a quarterback, obviously going to be a rookie. He's still not the starter. I'm not throwing him to the Wolves either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Drew Locke takes the hits
there. Yeah, but I'd rather have Daniel Jones. And that, like, what are you going to do? You really think they're going to be able to trade Daniel Jones?
I do. And I didn't think that for a long time. I think the business in the NFL is changing a lot. Now, again, Zach Wilson is a very small example because the money is not exorbitant. The draft, the draft stuff that you sent back is basically nothing. You know, it's a late round pick.
Whatever it is, though, 50 picks or however many picks.
I think it was 56 or 57.
I guess that's
still something there.
Yeah, well, for Zach Wilson, who had zero value, moved up 50 spots. I mean.
Yeah. What I'm saying is there's a world – if the Giants are internally inclined to move on from Daniel Jones, and I believe that – I can't prove that. I believe that they are. So there's three things that have to happen. Number one, are you done with Daniel Jones? I think that they are. Number two, have you identified the quarterback that you want? I believe that they have, and I believe it's Drake May, not McCarthy. And a subset of that, you need to have a willing trading partner to get him. I think the Pats would trade. And then the third thing, and I don't know if they would share this thought. This is what I would do, and this is what they might do or could do. You could keep Jones around, but I wouldn't. I would just start over. I'd start fresh. It's not punishment. It's just an acknowledgement and a realization that the Giants' clock on this new regime needs to start now. Get your guy. Stop wasting time.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, and I agree with that. I mean, I said that months ago. However, because of the contract situation with Daniel Jones, I don't know if that's realistic. And also, I don't want to throw the rookie quarterback to the Wolves, and I also don't want to see Drew Lock starting this year. So because the Giants put themselves in a weird spot here, they could have kept Tyrod Taylor. I would have been better off having Tyrod Taylor be the starter and draft the rookie quarterback. If the Giants show you, though, that they do draft a quarterback here, that is clearly the end of Daniel Jones.
100%.
Because if you believe in Daniel Jones, to whatever extent it may be, you do not draft a quarterback.
That's why you get rid of him.
I know, but you can't.
I think
now.
They can. I do. I think that. I don't think it's a deal where you say, "Wow."
But then why wouldn't they keep Tyrod Taylor? Drew Locke.
I don't think Tyrod Taylor was that good. Now I know he's on my team, but no. I'm not saying that Tyrod's. I think Tyrod. I don't want to get sidetracked with Tyrod Taylor. He's inconsequential to the conversation. Tyrod Taylor. I think that it was grossly overstated who he is, and he's a pro, and I respect him.
But I'm talking about.
Come on.
I'm talking about a veteran starter to where you can kind of ease the rookie in.
Yeah.
Drew Locke.
I think Drew Locke can approximate with Tyrod. Now Tyrod's maybe a little smarter. He's seen more processing talent. I think it's a wash. I think it's fairly again inconsequential to the Giants' future. Now that's the Giants stuff right there. Okay. The other thing that I think really needs to happen, and that's for the New York Jets, and it's an unconventional thought. You know, it's a lot of people kind of cringe. Oh, and I think my partner's going to be one of them because he kind of given me the signals early. Anytime it comes up, it's early for a tight end. I don't know about that. What about the O-line? And I'm generally with that. Tomorrow night, unless there is a crazy trade to be made, and I do think the Jets, like the Giants, could trade back or could trade up, whether it's receiver, whether it's O-line, but what I really think that they should do, unless it's a knock-your-socks-off trade, draft Bowers. I want that tight end in the Jets uniform.
Oh, God. It would be such a typical Jets pick.
But why?
No
but why?
Way.
Tell me why.
Because they need more. Bill,
what
get
do they
an
need?
Offensive
what do you
lineman.
Think? What do you okay, so they need offensive lineman. What else do they truly need?
Oh, I'd rather have anything than a tight end, BT. I'm not taking a tight end with the 10th pick. See, the Jets thinking is we're complete. Let's add a luxury piece with the 10th overall pick and hope that this guy's going to be transcendent and, yeah, game-changing tight end. Bull crap. They could use another receiver, and they certainly could use offensive linemen. I would rather draft a lineman that is going to be here for 10 to 15 years, be a piece of this interior line while Aaron Rodgers is retired doing whatever it is that he's doing years later down the road. He could help Aaron Rodgers now, and he'll help whoever the future quarterback is for this team. Not a tight end. I'm telling you firsthand, I would never do this. Then I saw the idiot team that I grew up rooting for do it with Kyle Pitts when everybody told me, just like they do with certain opinions, if it's not along lines with popular opinions, like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Kyle Pitts is going to be the greatest thing ever. And I said, no, no, you're wrong. Oh, you don't watch college football. Yeah, but I can tell you this. I would never take a tight end that early. And guess what? Proven right again. You don't do it with the tight ends. This would be the worst thing the Jets could do. It's typical Jets getting caught up in the luxury, sexy pick. I understand what Brock Bowers could do if he is what everybody says he could be, and you add him to the offense. Sure, the Jets are not in that spot. They don't even have a second receiver.
The Jets have, well, they got Mike Williams.
Come on, BT, is he healthy?
It's Mike Williams. I don't know. But you got Garrett Wilson, you got Mike Williams. They listen, I think that the Jets have two massive needs tomorrow night. One is O-line.
Right.
That's obvious.
Even though
they upgraded this offseason, the thought that you just continue to add offensive line bricks and, you know, stabilize things for the future, I think that that's a sound thought. I really do. Of course, every time we watch the Jets, the pocket collapses immediately. Name the quarterback. You're running. You flush for the pocket. You're running for your life. I understand.
And by the way, on that offensive line that you're right, they improved.
Yep.
Where are the young studs?
Well, that's the truth. They're a little bit older. No, it's a lot of Band-Aids, you know, with Smith at 33. But the kid they got from the Ravens is 26. Tippmann's a young player who I like. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he could ever stay healthy, back-to-back big injuries, but Vera Tucker is a stud at multiple spots. So it's not as bad as people think. Now, I think that when you look at that need, and then the other need is playmakers. The Jets need guys that could just get in the end zone. What was the stat that you gave yesterday
or last week?
Air yardage on touchdown passes.
Right.
The Jets had double figure, like
39 or something.
Think about this, guys.
Yeah.
Last year, the amount of yards that the ball traveled, this is incomprehensible, but it's true. So you need to comprehend it because this actually happened. Less than 40 yards did the football literally go in the air before it was caught for a touchdown. Yep, and you guessed it. It was dead last in the NFL.
And for context, the Panthers, who were obviously awful
with a rookie,
they had 97.
Yeah.
Where the Jets were, I think, 39 or 36, whatever it was.
Correct.
In last. So the difference even from
It was stark.
Yeah.
And Sal, think about this. The Giants offense, which was abysmal. And
right.
They were 23rd.
Right, something like that.
I mean, so think about the gap between the Giants and the Jets. So if you go online, I'm not going to go nuts, but Bowers is a playmaker. And I hear you on the philosophy. There is a difference. Kyle Pitts going 4. Bowers going 10. There's a difference in money. There's a difference in, obviously, draft slot where you can do more stuff. If Bowers is there at 10 and the quarterbacks are off the board and the receivers, you know, the top two are gone, that's the guy that I want. I've been intrigued by this player for a while.
And I understand that. I get why you and other Jet fans would want him. It's a sexy pick. It's a fantasy football
pick. But it doesn't
mean
it can't be a successful pick.
Understood.
Like, to me, I hear sexy, it's almost like reckless, irresponsible.
No, but it's more sexy than drafting a lineman that nobody's familiar with and can't do it, you know, with the fantasy numbers to get the explosive touchdowns. So I understand the appeal. I understand the enticement to draft that player. It doesn't mean it's the right move. To me, the right move would be taking an offensive lineman that you, assuming that they love somebody there, take an offensive lineman. Now, look, Joe Douglas' track record is what it is with the lineman, but still, I'd rather have a lineman that I can line up and be the interior piece for 10 to 15 years as opposed to taking a tight end, even if his ability seems to be off the charts at the moment.
Going to be a fun night tomorrow night. Jets and the Giants, a chance to do some damage. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody Beats Talbert, Tyre, nobody.
That was an awful toss.
That was horrendous.
Right,
you know what happened? That was like a spike throw. I wish I did. No. I'm going to file the report like Sixers did, the last 2 minute report, whatever. I went to throw it, and it was like, it was too deep in my palm. So it didn't come off the fingertips. It was like a spike jab. It just hit the grass. Horrible.
BT's always crumbling up the reeds after he does it, and usually gets it around the bucket back there. This one like spiked right in front of the bucket.
It was like the fake spike with Marino. Sorry, Boomer. All right, listen, here we go. What I'm saying is this. Giants, get your quarterback tomorrow night. And Jets, if you take a tight end, don't listen to the critics, the cynicism, too early to take a tight end. Do it. The kid's different. John, first up, Brookfield, Connecticut, BT and Sal. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello, John.
BT, to your point about the Giants, I'm with you. If they love May and they want to get up and get them, I'm all for that. My point to you, I guess, would be I would prefer to let Jones play. If you're not going to start May right away, which I'm kind of for.
Probably not yet.
Let Jones play the year. If he can have a decent year, and now that money, what you're going to have to pay anyway, is off the books. And now if he plays well, you can trade him for more than what you're going to be trading him for now.
It's possible. Not a bad thought, John. The other thing that could happen, and I certainly don't wish this because I really do respect Daniel Jones's competitive nature, and he's had some good moments here. He could also have setbacks with the knee, or it can come back and get hurt again, which further decimates his value. It could go one of two ways. I'm not playing that game. I'm getting my guy in the building. I'm changing the dynamics of the quarterback room. I'm letting Dable get his hands on a young, impressionable, talented, moldable quarterback, and I'm starting the Giants' future.
And I actually cannot wait for that. We've talked about Daniel Jones here for years. It's at least 2 or 3 years beyond what it should have been. This, to me, should have been the move when Shane and Dable first took over. Clean house, open up the windows, get in your guy, start the process. Now, they didn't. They wanted to further evaluate Daniel Jones. He had success. They made a mistake in buying into him and believing in it, giving him the contract that they did, even knowing better, because they wouldn't. If they really believed in him, they wouldn't have given him the 2 year opt out or whatever it may be for them.
Correct,
they wouldn't have given themselves a chance to get out. Right. So they, even though they made a bad contract, they knew they wanted to have an out. And now they know definitively they need another guy. I look forward to the Giants drafting a quarterback tomorrow. I just don't want it to be a reach. I don't want it to be forced. I want it to be the right pick and the right move, and that make sure that they're all. And I do trust Joe Shane and Brian Dable that they'll do the right thing. I'm fascinated to see who the guy may be, though, BT, because if you trade up to number 3, you know, trading up to 4 or staying at 6, it's going to be McCarthy.
Yes.
Trading up to 3,
yes.
There's a chance where it's not McCarthy, but it also could be. Do they love McCarthy that much? And it's been the reports out there that they do love him. Do they love him that much to trade up to number 3 to get him? And then maybe Drake May falls.
I mean, these are all, listen, you don't really know what's real. You don't know what's a smokescreen.
Like that'll become the other conversation. Oh, my God, they traded up for 3. Drake May is there. But they took J.J. McCarthy. And then fans are, you know.
Well, you know, then the fans will, listen, we all react. I mean, think about all the videos of the Jet fans going bonkers when a certain name is called and he's a stiff. Same with some of the Giant fans. But the Jet fans, obviously, Knight's been a joke.
Can't miss on this one.
No, you can't. And if you do, then, you know, the Shane and Dable regime will not nearly be as long, or will not be nearly as long as people think. Justin's in Cedar Grove. Justin, BT and Sal, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Justin?
What up, man?
Good. In terms of the tight end, Sal, I get your point about the lineman, Nick Mangold, DeBrickashaw,
yes,
and tenure staple. However, the problem is Rodgers has, 2 or 3 years tops, and I get it, but in terms of adding a weapon for them to score points now, to win now, is why I side with Brandon in terms. And listen, I'd rather have the wide receiver from Washington, but he's not going to be there. So,
but that's a mistake. See, that's what I'm saying. And Justin, I understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. A part of me is enticed by it as well. I want to be disciplined here. And what he just said, BT, doing it for Rodgers because of Rodgers' window. So let's just say Rodgers gets hurt again. Let's just say this year doesn't go according to plan like last year. Maybe not the same disastrous season, but it doesn't go according to plan. The Jets don't have the ultimate success. Rodgers moves on. Now you're stuck with a tight end when you could, and that you picked specifically because you have the quarterback, instead of building inside out and having a foundational piece for years to come that could play and help Rodgers and could also play and help the next guy.
Okay, but we fundamentally disagree on one very important thing, because I've already baked this into my thought with Bowers. Now, you look at the Jets, and outside of quarterback, which is the most important position right. and the most elusive for the Jets, as we know, in terms of draft and development, the other position that the Jets have never been able to cement is tight end. And you think about the way the NFL's evolved, the, you know, back in the day, Mickey Schuler, guys like Bavaro for the G-Men, tough, really good vertical options, and Bavaro, a great blocker as well. But, like, the Jets need to join the modern NFL. And the modern NFL, it's a necessity to be able to deploy a matchup nightmare either against a small corner down the field or a slower linebacker. The Jets need that to modernize and update the playbook. So, I do agree. Yeah, of course, if you draft Bowers, it helps today. But whenever Rodgers moves on, whomever is the quarterback of the Jets moving forward, at that point, probably a young kid, the tight end helps him as well.
Right.
It helps both levels, not just today. Like, if it was a short-sighted move, I know what you mean. Like, there are people.
I'm telling you,
do
BT.
This for Rodgers. You have a one-year window. There might be a one-year window, but Bowers has a 10-year window.
Real quick, I'm telling you, I saw it with Kyle Pitts, and as I read Peter Schrager's mock draft, Bowers and his ability after the catch sets him apart from just about every tight end prospect since
Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. Excellent player, winner, a weapon for Aaron Rodgers to exploit. Schrager says it makes sense. I understand on paper why it does make sense. I saw it with Kyle Pitts. They needed other stuff. They were far from it. You could argue the Jets are a lot closer. It is a different situation, and 4 versus 10.
And they're different players. It doesn't mean he's going to have the same.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'd rather take the lineman in that spot.
All right, Jets and Giants fans, stand up. G-Man, I think you should get your quarterback tomorrow night. Jet fans, you know where I stand on Bowers. 877-337-6666. What do you think? BT and Sal on the Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Now here's Chino. One on, two out. Pitch is swung on and drilled. The deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. The Bam Chino with two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan, 10:26 on this Wednesday. Tomorrow night, round one. You're up, Giants and Jets, 877-337-6666.
I'm excited for this draft, BT. I hate that it's against the Knick game, because the Knick game is not something you can have divided attention for.
No.
You're locked into every possession of it, obviously. But then the draft, like, I'm personally going to watch the Knick game, and I'll have the draft on, I guess, the iPad. And look, do I really care what happens with the other picks outside of New York? No, not really.
But you should, though, because that might impact the Jets and the Giants. That's kind of the whole point in terms of these trades.
The first 10, yeah. And who's left? Seeing what the Giants do. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, think about this.
I'm intrigued by it, but I just can't watch it the way that I want to.
I can't watch two things at once. I mean, I can. I've got the bandwidth to do it, but I don't enjoy either. I mean, that's what happens. I wind up lessening my enjoyment on both, so I'd rather focus on one and then just kind of dive into the other one.
Because ultimately, and we do this a lot with the baseball, like there's just no other way around it. You get two baseball games on the majority of the year at the same time, so it's difficult to, you know, go back. I'm not DVRing and going back and watching the other
games. I'm not going to pull an Evan. I'll do is I'll record both, and I'll start with the Yankees. Depending upon what's happening, the Mets game will be rolling simultaneously. I'll say, you know what? Let me go to the Mets. Obviously, hit a little rewind, watch the bats, some pitches.
Yeah, it's easier with baseball for me to get a feel for two games at 100%. With basketball, you just can't do it. Especially, postseason. Yeah, you got to be locked into it. But I'm with you. Like, I want to, if you're watching two things at once or three things, I do this with the NFL all the time, and I don't even like doing that anymore.
But that's different because it's not your team, betting. Still, it's easier.
But still, even on a Sunday, like, you're watching, you got four games up, you're not really watching one.
Yes.
You're monitoring four games, and you could see a lot of things that are going on, but you're not watching it the way that you need to watch. Anyway, with Thursday night, like, and the draft is not something you need to be. You could just obviously catch up afterward and see what happened. But I'm intrigued. I like the drama of maybe the Giants trading up, seeing what happens, who falls to the Jets, what they decide to do. I'm intrigued by it. I just hate that there's a Knick playoff game. We get two great events on the same night.
Well, we could have none. About this. Like, the Jets and the Giants could be picking like 19th or 23rd, or, you know, hopefully that's kind of where we start trending if you start drafting better. This year, and you know, so it's gonna be fun. It is a juggle, but we're here for it. BT and Sal, 877-337-6666. If you're just tuning in, me, go get the quarterback. Giants, Jets, get the tight end. Unless I will add this, and I want Bowers, and I'm all in. And if he's there at 10, the one thing that would make me pause, if some wacky stuff, and this could happen, some wacky stuff goes down before the Jets get to 10, and Joe Alt is still there, who's generally thought to be going to Tennessee at number 7, the really good, the highest-rated offensive lineman. Well, okay, I might reconsider things a little bit here, but Bowers is the guy. The Jets need a quarterback, but, geez, the Jets need a modern tight end. Can you get one? Vinny on Staten Island, BT and Sal. What's going on, Vin? Vinny. All right, Vinny is asleep at the wheel. Come on, I cannot stand that. Eddie's in Rockland. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
You know, I think there's a little smokescreen on the Giants. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they would love J.J. McCarthy. And even before the draft, they said they were committed to Daniel Jones. I think this is just to get people to go up and go after the quarterbacks, because J.J. McCarthy is he's not better than Daniel Jones. And I don't know too much about Drake May. I think the Giants just want a wide receiver to fall right down to him.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Giants legit want a quarterback. I believe where there's smoke, there's fire in this particular case. Plus, do the math. Like, this is not like we're saying, oh, the Giants need a quarterback, and you could debate whether they need one or not. They need a quarterback. And they're in a spot where they hope, to your point, BT, they never need to be picking that high again. I mean, that's the goal. You pick at 6. I know it's not a top pick, but you pick at 2. You pick at 6. You pick it in the top 10. You hope you never have to do that again. It means that you have success. So the Giants, Dable and Shane, they don't want to be picking here ever again. Get their quarterback now, and then maybe you don't have to worry about it. I'm just, you know, the more that you read, the more that you hear about them potentially trading up, I think it does mean that they want a quarterback. Obviously, we know that they need one. The question is, we thought it was going to be at number 4 that they trade up.
We incorporated a potential deal with the Pats. I remember saying that a couple of weeks ago. That's always been on my radar.
Yeah, initially to me, and I still don't believe New England's going to trade out of that.
I think they could.
Yeah, you're telling me a franchise that desperately needs a quarterback is going to pass on the opportunity to take a quarterback there?
They could if they don't love who's there, and they also know that they need a lot more. So if you get out of 3 and you get 2, 3, 4 extra picks, you build a roster.
Yeah.
No matter who they draft, they're not winning anything at the quarterback spot.
I'd be surprised if New England traded. Now, look, trading down to 6 is not like you're trading, you know, out of the top 10 and all that stuff. So trading down to 6 with the Giants.
They could trade with the Raiders, too. Raiders looking to jump in.
And where are the Raiders at?
Where are the Raiders? 7? 13. No, that doesn't
they're
sound 13. Right. 13,
Raiders
yeah.
are 13.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I would be I personally, and again, I don't have any sources. I'm just using common sense here. I would be surprised if New England traded the 3rd pick. And if they do, I would be even more surprised if it wasn't to stay in the top 10. But if the Giants trade for 4, then you would think it's going to be McCarthy. If they trade for 3, then there's a chance that it could be maybe Drake May.
Mm-hmm. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal with you. Mike and Mineola. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Long time listener. Big fan.
I think it's real simple for the Jets. I think they take the top three wide receivers. I love Neighbors on this team.
Yep, I like him better than Harrison, actually. I'm alone on that, but yep, I love him. Keep going.
Same here. I mean, I also love the size of the guy from Washington, Dunze.
Yeah.
But
Dunze, yep.
You take either of those guys, or you take offensive tackle. Bowers would be great. I would love to see him on the team, but you don't take him there at 10. I agree
with
Sal.
But why? So I know you agree with Sal. That's cool, but why?
Why? Because, you know, a wide receiver, we can have him for a decade as well.
Okay.
Offensive tackle, that's the Jets need a tackle. Every year we have problems on that one.
No, but Mike, we all know that. The Jets' offensive line has been atrocious. We know that. And they're slowly fixing it. I got you. And listen, they could take a lineman. It wouldn't be irresponsible to do that. I'm going to grant you that. But if a receiver could be here for 10 years, why can't a tight end? Same thing. They catch the football, Mike.
I hear you. But, you know, you can go out and get a tight end.
How come they haven't? Mm-hmm. Ever?
I think we're fine with Conklin. I love Jeremy Rucker. I love him.
Okay, listen. All right, Conklin's fine. And, you know, obviously, now I got the kid from Washington.
Rucker?
Rucker. Yeah. No. Everybody's screaming names at me. No. The tight end the Jets got from Cincy and let go.
Uzama?
Yes, there you go. I just had a Dunze in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by Ruckert. You know, he's a local kid. Dad's a big Jet guy. Obviously, big pedigree in the Big Ten. And he's the number two tight end. But Conklin played, what, 3, 4, 5 years before they got him?
He's solid.
He's not a kid. No, he is solid. Yeah. But you need a stud. Nobody goes into, as they prep for the Jets, they respect Conklin. They know, all right, he's there. No DC is like, this guy can kill us.
Right, but you shouldn't have to get the tight end in the top 10 picks. You know, that's a different thing. You're picking top 10. You hope to never be doing it again. Get a transcendent player who could change your franchise and stabilize your franchise for the next 10, 15 years. Mm. A tight end? I'm sorry. It's not about Bowers. It's about the position. I would never do it, ever. Maybe if it were the only piece, like if the Jets were loaded everywhere else, then I could see you say, hey, you know what? It's a fluke because the quarterback got hurt last year, so they're not supposed to be picking in the top 10, but they are. The only thing they need is a tight end. Then you have one that you believe could be a great player. Fine, I guess.
But that's kind of the case.
No, it's, oh my God.
And you need one more offensive lineman. You don't need two. You don't need three. You need one.
But they at least, the Jets need help on the offensive line.
And they need a tight end.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Tight end to me is a luxury.
Well, not a top 10. But it's a luxury if you have it. It's a necessity if you don't.
I don't think they don't. Yeah, I just don't think it's a necessity at all.
No, listen, we see it differently. I got you. But what would the, I don't know, Brady's amazing.
Well, I mean, if you were ranking, though, where the position itself ranks as far as importance goes, like I could give you edge rusher, I could give you O-line. Obviously, we would go quarterback. I would go linebacker, cornerback. I would go all those things. I would go wide receiver. I'd go all those things before I would tight end.
Okay, now, I don't fully agree, but I hear you. What would the Patriots offense all those years look like without Gronk? What would the Niners look like without Kittle? And as good as Mahomes is, as great, pardon me, what would they look like without Travis Kelce?
I think they'd figure out a way because of the quarterback.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not saying that they couldn't, but I'm not so sure that they definitely would. Pete's in Vernon, New Jersey. What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Listen, thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
You know, you guys mentioned before about the offensive line and the disaster with the Jets and everything. How did the Giants' offensive line do last year?
They need work, too.
85 sacks. It was second most in the history of football. The next closest team was the Jets at 65.
We're better at something.
Daniel Jones gets all the blame for that. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not that. Daniel Jones been here for 5 years.
Yeah, and what did he do the year prior?
Yeah, how many touchdowns did he throw?
Oh, what's that? I don't care if he runs for the touchdown. Yeah. Who cares?
No, but Pete, hold on.
Cares? Yeah, you're right. No, who cares?
Well, Pete,
who cares if a quarterback throws touchdowns?
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
It's
you're
not
right.
Really the job description.
If he ran for 25,
Pete, hold on a sec. Pete, hold on. Here, you're missing one vital thing. I know what you mean when you say, well, who cares as long as you get in the end zone. But when you throw 15 touchdowns, to answer the question that Sal asked before, how many did he throw, which is an absurdly low total for a team that was a playoff team, right? And it doesn't matter how you get in there until you have a quarterback who relies on his legs and his leg exploded, not to mention neck issues. So,
not to mention you have to be a threat to throw the ball.
You do.
You can't just run it all the time. What is he, Tim Tebow? You got to be able to throw the football. I mean, come on, in the new NFL.
Yeah. The Jets tried Tim Tebow at like the H-back. So they were, even back then, they were looking for like a tight end H-back. Remember, Tim Tebow was the punt or the protector?
Embarrassing.
Jeez, what a...
I remember saying that they were Tebow. He looks great.
Yeah,
he's
does.
A winner.
He's yoked. Good guy.
He's got all the intangibles. One problem. He can't throw the football. And I'm pretty sure, like, as a quarterback, the job description is to actually throw the football.
You got to do that a little bit. But you have to, while we can all acknowledge that Daniel Jones is probably his legs and then maybe his mind or his toughness or his two greatest assets, it is a problem when you rely on your wheels and your wheel just exploded last year like it did. Not to mention the neck injury that's surfaced a few times going back to the Dallas game. So, yeah, he's a threat to run, but every time he runs, he's getting hurt. So it's not sustainable. So to Sal's point, you got to throw it. And Daniel Jones ain't that guy.
And by the way, the more he throws it, the more likely there's going to be a mistake that takes place, which is why the Giants had success in 2022. They limited Daniel Jones throwing the football. They limited the mistakes. They were solid. He was terrific. He was great. But he needed to take the next step last year and show that he could combine what he did as far as not turning the ball over and running the football with success. He had to combine that with having some success through the air. Mm. Not only did he not do that, he regressed, and he got hurt again. And you're telling me you want him to come back and run the football more? No, absolutely not. Giants need to move on.
100%. How they get there is where you and I differ a little bit, but was certainly, in terms of a premise, Giants got to find their quarterback tomorrow night. 877-337-6666. Back to your Giants and Jets draft calls next with BT and Sal.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. American League Championship Series.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game Contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the Yankees. Scratched out a couple of runs last night. First caller to correctly identify last night's turning point. Give us a buzz, 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets to a 2024 upcoming Yankees regular season game. And it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. It's 1046, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get a little deeper into those Yankees a bit later. You know, I mean, so I'm in the car last night before we get back to these draft calls, Jets and Giants. I'm in the car, and I hear the 4 spot on the radio. I'm like, here we go. And this kid, well, he's not a kid, he's 30. Blackburn's been really good for the A's. He's been basically untouchable. I'm like, all right, early 4 spots, got a little double from Stanton, Rizzo going yard. I'm listening to this in my car. I get home, I don't see another run the rest of the night. So the Yankees have problems. Don't let the wind fool you. That lineup's a mess, and we'll get to it more thoroughly a little later. Met bats getting a little quiet as well out west. BT and Sal. Giants, get your quarterback. Jets, get your tight end. I also do think, let me float it to you, though. before we get back to these calls here. All right. Just answer yes or no. Do you think there's a chance the Giants move up? This is an easy one.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there's a chance they move back?
No.
I mean,
there's always a chance, well, but I don't think they
you
will,
don't think
right.
that that's like no. they're motivated no. to do that? Okay, I didn't either, and mocks are what they are. It's a bunch of clickbait, a bunch of nonsense, whatever, for the most part. You know, but I saw something this morning where the Giants trade out, maybe with the Raiders, who are very motivated to get a quarterback here, and maybe the Giants are able to walk away with three first-round picks, and they take a flyer on Bo Nix late. In the first round.
Now, I would love that if they loved Bo Nix.
Yeah, yeah, no, sure.
And they say, like, the difference between, in their minds, McCarthy, let's just say, and Bo Nix is, you know, certain people in the building can say, hey, no, I want Bo Nix, and I can make a case for him. Then, yeah, I'd rather trade back and stockpile the picks and build the team elsewhere and get a quarterback that you still feel comfortable with that he could be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no guarantees it has to be the top three or top four picks.
That's true. That is very true. All right, so you think that the Jets, you think the Giants, there's a chance they move up.
Yeah, I don't think they're trading down. I would be surprised if that were the case, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Do you think the Jets will have a propensity to try to move up?
That's a great question.
I think the Jets personally are more likely to move back a little bit because they're not going for a quarterback, so why would you move up? Unless it's for like a Harrison, but I don't think they would do that.
What if it's one of the wide receivers that they love?
Honestly, I don't think they need to because, you know, with the Rodgers trade, they don't have a second round pick this year. How much are you going to give up?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to, I mean, now if you're like 23rd this year and all right, maybe it's a little different, you want to get a stud. The Jets, unless they are incompetent, which they're not, I mean, it seems like they are a lot of times, but I know that Joe's not. They are going to walk away with a stud. It's going to be one of the two receivers outside of Harrison. It's going to be Alt, the lineman, who's supposed to be really good. And I think it's going to be Bowers.
Why do you say outside of Harrison?
Because I think Harrison goes. I would not. I like Neighbors better than Harrison myself.
I thought a lot of people were starting to say that.
Yeah, it started to trend back. A few people.
My God.
You know, I've always liked Neighbors, and I love Harrison. I like Neighbors more myself.
Right.
I think the Giants could get Neighbors. I mean, there's so many things that could happen.
Is that the other guy?
From Washington, yeah. Really good. Played with Penix, who played in Indiana before.
Whatever.
He transferred.
It's either going to be one of those receivers.
Joe Alt, the lineman,
yeah.
Who I probably think's going to go to 7 at Tennessee, but you never know.
According to Schrager.
Yeah, what's he? Or Bowers for me at 10. Go ahead.
Yeah, like I'm just looking at it, and this is not any breaking news here. I'm just looking at his mock draft. Like you got the four quarterbacks that will be taken in the first round.
Who's his first non-quarterback? It's got to be Harrison, right?
Right.
Okay.
At number 5 to the Chargers.
Yep.
Odunze, 6. Alt.
6 to the Giants.
No, to the Cardinals. Trade up.
Oh, the trade. Okay, trade, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Joe Alt to the Titans.
There you go.
Dallas Turner, the edge rusher.
He's the defensive end, right? The edge guy. Yeah.
To the Falcons.
If the Jets do something like that, I'm going to lose my mind. This is the one year they're not taking a defensive edge. There's no way.
No, the Jets need an offensive player.
I would go bonkers if they draft defense in the first round.
That leaves Neighbors for 9. He has Neighbors going 9 to Indianapolis, and then Brock Bowers at 10.
A lot of people have Bowers, so we shall see. Let's get back to you. Let me get Timmy in West Orange, BT in South. Tim, what's cooking?
Hey, BT and Sal, how you doing this morning?
What's up, Tim?
Good, Timmy. How are you?
I was just calling because if the Giants do trade up, I like Drake May, but I personally think they should go trade up to get Jaden Daniels, who I think is going to go to Washington, but if Washington passes on him, I would do my best to get Daniels maybe at number 3.
Yep.
But if the Giants do stay at number 6, my ideal is hoping that Marvin Harrison Jr. drops down.
He's not going to be at 6. He's gone.
Right.
He's not going to be there.
Do you think the Giants could trade up to number 4 and get Marvin Harrison
Jr.? I'm not moving up to get a receiver myself.
Right.
What I don't think there's a massive gap between Neighbors and Harrison and Odunze. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
Not when you need a quarterback.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
And O-line.
Yeah. You can't. If you're the Giants, you cannot move up to take a wide receiver. That just does not make sense. Now, I do think, though, BT, Washington has the keys to the draft. Like, do we know for certain that it's going to be Jaden Daniels?
We don't assume.
We don't know for certain. If they don't take Jaden Daniels, that changes everything.
So the only other thing they could do is take Drake May or trade out. They're not taking a lineman or a receiver.
Right.
Like, you know.
Well, but it changes everything from the Giants' perspective.
It does.
Which could change everything else, obviously, behind that.
Yes.
Now, again, I don't know. I wish we did know who the Giants preferred, and then we'd at least have a better idea. And even if we knew who they preferred, let's say they preferred Jaden Daniels. Well, we still don't know if he's going to be there or not. We assume he's not going to be, but that at least would give us a little better indicator of what's going on. You just don't know.
And I'd be surprised if Washington and the Giants actually strike a deal when it's a quarterback.
Right, and Joe Shane, he alluded to that the other day. We had the held a press conference there, you know, had it on the air.
Yep.
I also still would be surprised if New England traded out. I just can't. I know they have other needs.
Not at all.
I would be shocked, ultimately, if New England traded out and didn't take a quarterback.
See, I think it's just like if I'm a Patriots fan right now, I'm sitting there saying, now it's easy to do this with all the championships, right? A little different from a Jets perspective. But as a Pats fan, today I'm sitting there saying, I'm able to reconcile within and say, all right, so we're not winning anything this year. You know that. You just have to be honest with yourself. The Pats have no chance. I didn't think they have a chance to be a wild. Like, I think the Patriots are going to stink, all right? So you have to own that, and you have to embrace it. But you've got to accelerate the rebuild, and you've got to do it intelligently. Everybody is calling you to not trade, unless you love the quarterback that's still there at three. And by the way, the trade might happen 9 minutes before you're on the clock. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying it's going to happen today. You've got to read this perfectly. We'll see if they do. And if you don't make a trade and instead either take somebody that you like but don't love, you are messing up a colossal opportunity to stockpile premium picks.
So here's how I would do it if I were New England.
Yeah.
I would wait to see who Washington selects.
100%.
So there's not going to be a trade until, I wouldn't think, there's not going to be a trade until they see who's there at their pick.
Unless, well, I didn't mean to jump on it, but unless, say, I don't think this would happen, but say if the Giants and the Commanders or the Raiders and the Commanders announce a trade today. Now and the intel is, well, the Raiders moved up to number two because they love May or they love Daniels. But you know why they're going to two, and you will know. When these trades go down, you know why they're moving up. Then the Patriots could stay there if the team moving into two loves somebody that they don't, but the guy that they love is still there.
Me personally, I would wait to see who gets selected. Okay, I want to see what happens at number two. Then let's say that they love Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't trade that pick if you don't know for certain that he's going to be gone. So let's say New England, if I'm New England, I say, okay, I want Jaden Daniels. If he is there, we are taking him with our pick at number three. If he is not, then we are open for business.
Yeah.
That to me would be the only scenario, but that would have to mean that they don't like Drake May enough and get, you know, bam, you know, you get bombarded here with offers that they just can't refuse. Get a boatload of picks back to draft back. So there's still a lot there. I still ultimately would be surprised if New England traded out, knowing that you need a quarterback. Tough to trade out unless you really don't like one of the players.
Let's get James and Belmore, BT and Sal on the fan. Jimmy, what's going on, Jim?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Just want to say, diehard Jets fan. BT, I love you. I still listen to your Jets rant.
Still? Jeez.
Fire me.
I got you.
My favorite Jets player of all time is Nick Mangold.
Okay. James.
We think we know where he was going to go.
Come on. We're unkillable. He was probably going to go there at some point. Well, I was going to start yelling if his phone doesn't get fixed. Yes, Al.
He was going to say.
O lineman.
Right. He was going to say my favorite player of all time is Mangold.
Yeah.
But he wanted Bowers.
Okay. How about Mooch and Manhasset? Mooch. The Mooch.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Moochie.
Lifelong Jets fan. Yeah, I'm here. You guys hear me?
Yes. We got you.
Guys, lifelong Jets fan. I just want to make a one-minute case why they got to go off.
Well, just start talking. No time parameters. Yeah. Go ahead, buddy. Make it happen.
Okay, all right. Tyrone Smith has only played half the games in the last 3 years.
Yep.
Only half the games. He's always banged up. He does not even practice most of the time. Vera Tucker is great, but he now has a reputation as a guy who gets hurt.
Correct.
If one or two of those guys go down and 40-year-old Rodgers is not scrambling like he used to when he was younger before the Achilles injury, he's not going to have time to throw to Gronkowski.
Gronkowski.
Line gets banged up all the time.
Yeah, but Mooch, you got to look at it this way. Mooch, I got to let you run because we got to get some stuff here. Thank you for the call. You got to look at it this way. That doesn't mean or that doesn't preclude the Jets from getting a terrific offensive lineman in round, well, they don't have the second round pick, but doing something to move into round two or, you know, getting somebody and doing something smart in round three. I know that
maybe they could trade down and take a lineman.
I absolutely think there's a chance the Jets do trade down. I know for a fact in that building they are enamored with Bowers. I know that. But, you know, I also strongly surmise and understand the difference between knowing and surmising that they would be open to trading it back. They want Bowers. They love him. I think they're open for business, though.
The reason I say that, not that this is gospel, but again, using Schrager, who I know knows a lot of people, as just a barometer here, using it as a rough format, if he has the second offensive lineman being taken at the 13th pick, so Alt, I think, was 7,
yep,
and then the second offensive lineman taken at the 13th pick, maybe the Jets, and then you start seeing like 14, 15, maybe the Jets taking linemen, 16, maybe the Jets can trade back 5, 6 slots, get a lineman that they like, and get an additional pick.
I think that's absolutely possible. I think that that's possible.
Because if you don't, you're not going to reach and take a lineman that's going to go at 15. You're not taking him 5 picks early at 10. Maybe that's the way to do it. I do think the Jets need a lineman. However, which way they do it, that's the pick that I would make. Best offensive lineman available.
877-337-6666. BT and Sal juggling the Giants and the Jets draft first round tomorrow. But it's funny. We always get, you know, super hyped up for round one, but generally it's like round two and beyond that shapes the future of both of these teams. So we're not going to forget about the other rounds. But tomorrow night's got a little sexiness to it. We'll also incorporate this Yankee offense. I'm not going to let last night fool me. Shouldn't fool you. Put up a 4 spot. Did nothing again. Yankees bats are incredibly quiet. I think it's a big issue. We'll get into what's going on. So we'll juggle that. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.